somebody ought to testify. One by one, but most of all, I thank God for all He's done.
Somebody ought to testify.
Y'all are here today.
Amen. Amen.
We're going to get a bunch of food today. In here and out there.
Have you ever stared down a mountain too tall to climb? No way to get over, no matter how hard you try. But somehow the Lord got you to the other side. Can I get a witness? Have you stood on the bank of a Red Sea wrestling doubt? Cause it's too far to swim and too wide to get around. But the good Lord brought you through walking on dry ground. Can I get a witness?
Can I get a hand raised high? Can I get a witness? Anybody want to testify?
If you've
First Pentecostal Church, Villa Rica, 2021. Amen. Lots going on this last year. God has carried us through. He's got so much. He has shown us so much, and He loves us so much, and He loves you too. Amen. Just glad to have you. Those watching online, we're glad to have you with us this morning. Wish you were here with us to join us. Really excited about all the things going forward this morning. I'm hearing a little feedback, but they'll get it worked out because they've got everything set up. Y'all don't want to hear me anyway. Just praise God. I'm going to ask you to stand. We've already worshiped the Lord in song this morning. I love our praise team. Wish everybody could have been here this morning. We're so blessed. Got special, special day planned for you. I want you to know something. Here at First Pentecostal Church, we love to worship the Lord. And I want you to feel at home. If you haven't been with us in a while, good to see some faces that we haven't seen in a while. Looking forward to having some time to spend with you today. We've got some faces that we haven't seen. Miss Elaine brought her bodyguards, and I see some other ones this morning. So we're just so blessed. But we just love each and every one of you. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer first, because there's nothing that this church has ever accomplished on its own. But everything's been through prayer and through the power of God and our faith in Him. From the little building that used to be here, even way before my time, Brother Eddie and some of the others remember it, all the way up to what God's blessed us with now. But I want you to have fun today. I want you to worship the Lord with us. And if anybody needs prayer at any time in the service, any time today we're here, or any situation, know that we will pray with you. Those watching online, if you have a prayer request, put it in the comments. If for any reason, just let us know, because it's not about us, it's all about Him. We just want to worship the Lord. If you have a prayer request this morning, if spoken or unspoken, just show by the raising of your hand. God knows and sees each and every one. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we praise Your holy name. Lord, we thank You for allowing us, dear Lord, the opportunity to come to you. And we come to you in the precious name of Jesus. The Lord, as we open up this service this morning, the Lord, as we celebrate homecoming this year, Lord, we thank you for bringing us through all the things you brought us through and all the things you're still carrying us through and all the victories that are there for us, dear Lord, and we just thank you for it. Lord, for each and every family represented here right now, dear Lord, and we just thank you for that. And, Lord, as we look out now and we remember those saints that have come before us, dear Lord, and we thank you for their lives. We thank you for their prayer. Lord, we thank you for their dedication to you. Lord, may we be those vessels that you can use now. And, Lord, we just praise and worship you. Lord, we thank you for answering prayers. And you see those hands that were raised this morning, those comments being put on the Facebook page or the live feed. Lord, we ask you to touch each and every situation. Lord, we ask you to heal, to protect, to mend, Lord, to carry us through those storms of life that seem so impossible to get through. But Lord, through you, Lord, may we take hold of your hand, your mighty hand, and let you guide us and protect us and lead us. Lord, now as we prepare for this celebration, Lord, we just want you to be in the midst of us, dear Lord. Lord, we pray for the Holy Ghost to have free reign in our service today and our homecoming. Lord, we thank you for our pastor and his family. Continue to bless them. Strengthen each and every one of us as we go forth. And, Lord, we just love and praise you. And, Lord, we give you all the honor and all the glory in Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen. Let's give it all a hand clap for praise. Well, y'all can go ahead and be seated. Just kind of turn around and give everybody a little wave and let them know how much the Lord loves them. We'll get ready for our service this morning. Praise God. We're right now going to call on Miss Jennifer, Miss Savannah. They got some songs for us. I see the little ones are with them. They brought their own drummer and everything else they got set up. And we're just going to turn it over to them right now. Just everybody just worship and just praise the Lord. Praise God.
They're over there. They're over there. It's over there, I think. Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for this wonderful day of homecoming. You know, there is a song I used to sing, and it said, "The only real peace I find, dear Lord, is in you." And this is like kind of like an extension of that song. It's called Peace Speaker. And every one of us at one time or another go through situations. Don't forget to call on Jesus to speak peace over your situations.
Bye. By simply saying, peace, be still, He can calm the strongest wind. That's why I never worry when storm clouds come my way. I know that He is near to drive away my fear, so I can smile and say, I know the peacemaker. I know
coming always reminds me of my heavenly home, because one day there's going to be a home going, and we're going to be there. Y'all worship with us as we sing My Home.
About it now and then, reunions by the millions everywhere. But the one that I so long to see is the one who bled and died for me. My home, a place I long to be. A stranger here just passing through on a temporary stay. But I'm looking forward to the time when all of heaven, it will be mine. I'll watch and pray. It could be just any day. For my home is just around the bend, I think about it now and then. Reunions by the millions everywhere. But the one that I so long to see is the one who bled and died for me. My home, a place I long to be. For my home is just around the bend. I think about it now and then. My home, a place I long to be. My home, a place I long to be. That's my home. You know not today when the Lord shall call your soul away. If you're fighting, striving for the right, we shall wear a robe and crown. Watch ye therefore, you know not the day when the Lord shall call your soul away. If you're fighting, striving for the right, we shall wear a robe and crown.
I'm gonna wear a 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 crown.
When the trumpet sounds.
When the trumpet sounds.
When the trumpet sounds.
When the trumpet sounds. I'm gonna wear a crown.
I'm gonna wear a crown.
I'm gonna wear a crown. As soon as the thing strikes by and lay down my heavy burden. Put on my robe in glory. Shout and tell the glad story. We shall wear a robe and crown. Watch ye therefore, you know not the day when the Lord shall call your soul away. If you're fighting, striving for the right, we shall wear a robe and crown.
I'm gonna wear a 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 crown.
When the trumpet sounds.
When the trumpet sounds.
When the trumpet sounds.
When the trumpet sounds.
Oh,
I'm gonna wear a crown.
Gonna wear a crown.
As soon as the beast strikes Zion.
Gonna lay down
the heavy burden.
Gonna put
on my robe in glory. Shout and tell the glad story. We shall wear a robe and crown.
I'm gonna wear a crown.
I'm gonna wear a crown.
Gonna wear a crown.
I'm gonna wear a crown.
When the trumpet sounds.
When the trumpet sounds.
When the trumpet sounds.
When the trumpet sounds. I'm gonna wear a crown.
Gonna wear a crown.
I'm gonna wear a crown. As soon as the sheep like lion.
Gonna
lay down the heavy burden.
Gonna
put on the robe in glory.
Gonna
shout and tell the glad story. We shall wear a robe and crown.
I'm gonna wear a crown. I'm gonna wear a crown.
I'm gonna wear a crown. Gonna wear a crown.
Gonna wear a crown.
When the trumpet sounds.
When the trumpet sounds.
When the trumpet sounds.
When the trumpet sounds.
I'm gonna wear a crown.
Gonna wear a crown.
I'm gonna wear a crown. Just as soon as the beast strikes Zion.
Gonna lay down.
You know not today when the Lord shall call your soul away. If you're fighting, striving for the right, we shall wear a robe and crown.
Gonna wear a crown.
I'm gonna wear a crown.
When the trumpet sounds.
When that trumpet sounds.
When the trumpet sounds.
When that trumpet sounds.
I'm gonna wear a crown.
about you, but that sort of gets me jacked up. Anyway, I'm going to wear a robe and crown. I don't have one in my closet now. Amen. But I'm going to lay down every burden. I'm not going to need anything that I've got now when that home prepared for me. Jesus Christ Himself said, I go away and prepare a place. And where I am, you may be also. Can you imagine what He has prepared for those that love Him?
Hallelujah.
Not only a robe and crown, but a glorified body. My. Do you feel the presence of the Lord this morning? Give Him praise.
Hallelujah.
Come on. Hallelujah. Good to see the presence of Almighty God. Hey, the healer's in the building.
Yes,
the healer's in the building. You know the price have already been taken and paid the price for healing. With His stripes, we are healed. We're so happy that you're with us today. We welcome each and every one of you. We're just going to have a wonderful time of worship and praise this morning. We have a hometown girl who has returned back to her birth town, Sister Benita. And she's gone over to Alabama, but she's not that far away.
Amen.
But we love her and her precious family that has been so much us, her mom and dad. We all grew up in church together. You've heard me talk about Little Rock Park Church, and that's where we all grew up together. I have a precious, precious family. She's got her son Bolton with her today. We're so thankful for him. And, yes, ladies, he's single, so... You'll probably have to go through mama to get you. I'm sorry I didn't marry you, Bolton. He's a good-looking young man. Appreciate it. So at this time, we're going to welcome Sister Benita Eileen. Come, take your liberty in the Lord. Amen. You ought to feel like singing some of the prayer. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord. So go ahead. Y'all remember this song, so y'all sing with me.
There's a land that is fairer than day, and by faith we can see.
Excited about that. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. How many of you today came for a blessing?
Amen. Yes.
I've already been blessed. I already felt the touch of the Lord touch my body this morning. You know, I was stood there and I had been hurting like all night and hurting this morning and didn't want to say anything about it. and as being the guest to come in, and which this is home. This just feels like home to me because y'all are family. But I stood there and the devil kept saying, well, you know, don't go up there and get prayer yet. And anyhow, and I thought, well, that's just an indication I just need to go. But I praise the Lord for him touching my body. I already feel that. And I just praise him because the healer is in the house, brother. He's here. How many of you know what it is to be sheltered in the arms of God? I need y'all to worship with me this morning. Just lift up the Lord. Praise God.
I feel the touch of hands so kind and tender. They're leading me down the path that I must run. I'll have no fear, for Jesus walks beside me. For I'm sheltered in the arms of God. So let the storms rage high, the dark clouds rise, for they won't worry me. For I'm sheltered safe within the arms of God. Harm me, for I'm sheltered in the arms of God.
Yes, Lord.
Soon I shall hear from heaven's portals, come on home, my child, for it's the last mile you must try. And I'll fall asleep, and then I'll wake in God's sweet heaven. For I'm sure rise, for they won't worry me, for I'm sheltered safe within the arms of God. He walks with me, and none of earth can harm me.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I want to just say thank you, Bolton, for coming with me this morning. It's been a while since Bolton came with me. I think the last time he came with me, he was a baby. Yes, it's been a while. And he just turned 14, and yes, he is single. He's going to kill me. But he's going to be single for a while. That's what I'm going to say. I'm not ready for any more children.
But I love him. I appreciate the Lord. I appreciate all my children. And I'm thankful to be here this morning. I appreciate Brother Eddie and Sister Penny. Y'all have a wonderful pastor and family. Amen. Yes. I got here and I asked him, I said, Eddie, how long you been here? How long you been? He said, pastoring here? And I said, yeah. And he said, 30 years. That's amazing. That's awesome. And look at this beautiful congregation. God deserves all the glory. And I praise him for taking the stand, for, you know, preaching the word, preaching the truth. And I appreciate all of you this morning that are here on this beautiful homecoming day. And can you just imagine if this is like this and you just feel the energy here? Can you imagine the day that we have a homecoming in heaven? Praise the Lord. We're going to see those that have gone on before. And we are going to just have us a time in the Lord. So when we feel what we feel here, can you just imagine if that's just a little bit what we're going to feel one day when we get there? Woo, amen. That's enough to shout about. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Go ahead to I Am Blessed. How many of you can say you're blessed this morning?
I wipe the sleep from my eyes. I am blessed. In the city, in the field, when I'm sick, when I'm well, I am blessed. I've got food on my table, clothes on my back, a place to lay my weary body, and a roof over my head. I am blessed. Sitting one Sunday morning on the first church pew, the preacher started preaching about how the Lord had brought us through. And a thought crossed my mind, if you never bless me again, I've got more than I can ask for. I am blessed. I've got food on my table, clothes on my back, a place to lay my weary body, and a roof over my head. I am blessed. Yes, I am. I am blessed. Every morning when I rise, I wipe the sleep from my eyes. I am blessed. In the city, in the field, when I'm sick, when I'm well, I am blessed. I've got food on my table, clothes on my back, a place to lay my weary body, and a roof over my head. I am blessed. Yes, I am. I am blessed. Against me, hard times may come my way. I could lose my health, my friends may turn their backs and walk away. But I made up in my mind, if you never bless me again, I'll still be giving him all the praise. Cause I am blessed. I've got food on my table, clothes on my back, a place to lay my weary body, and a roof over my head. I am blessed. Thank you, Lord. I am so blessed. And maybe you can say that you're blessed in this place this morning. God woke you up and he gave you a way to get here. Amen. So we need to be giving him praise for what he's done. We are blessed. Amen. I am blessed. Clothes on my back, a place to lay my weary body, and a roof over my head. I'm blessed. Yes, I am.
If he never blessed me even one more time, I can say that I have been blessed in this life. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm going to just sing one more off of this one, and then we're going to switch iPads. I get used to having my iPad with me, like up here. And so, anyway, when it's back there, it's kind of... But yeah, I'm going to sing American Christian. I want to know if there's anybody here today that... are you a veteran? Do we have any veterans in the house? Do we have anybody in here that's family, that's military, that's somewhere over there that's fighting for us today for our freedom? Amen. We don't know what they're going through. But I just appreciate the fact that we can come together in this place this morning with the freedom to worship Him. We're not promised that again. Amen. We're not promised to be able to do this even after this day. But I praise the Lord that we can right now. Amen. In God I will trust, united I will stand, with my brothers and sisters all over this land. I love the Lord, I love the U.S. of A. It's the land of the free, sweet liberty, and I'm not ashamed to say I'm an American Christian, born in the U.S. of A. American Christian, born again by God's grace, and I thank God for my country, where I can worship and pray. American Christian, loving my Jesus in the U.S. of A. Now this country was founded by a few godly men, a Christian, I have rights I'll defend. Now I love America, and I love Jesus too. And every night on my knees, I ask the Lord, please, God bless the red, white, and blue. I'm an American Christian, born in the American Christian, born again by God's grace, and I thank God for my country, where I can worship and pray. American Christian, loving my Jesus in the U.S. of A. With me, and let's pledge allegiance to the flag. There it is. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Amen. Aren't you thankful for your freedom today? Praise the Lord. I like that man's shirt back there. Just saying, it says Trump on it. I can say that, can't I? I got the microphone, I can say that. I praise the Lord. You know, and I believe that God is still in control. He is still in control, no matter what it looks like. And it looks bad. I don't even watch the news, but what little bit that I have seen, That's the reason I don't watch the news. My mama keeps me well informed. You can just imagine that, can't you, Brother Eddie? Oh, Mama talks very highly of Brother Eddie, and they were really good friends in high school, I guess, or throughout school. I don't know how long. How long have y'all known each other? He says that's not anybody's business. Well over 50 years. Okay, but yeah. Well, I am 52, so, and I do know that he held me when I was a baby. And so this is just like, it's so special to come here, and I just appreciate the Lord. I appreciate him for what he's doing. This song just says it all comes out in the wash. How many of you know that? No matter what, it all comes out in the wash. Amen.
Within yourself, you can depend on to bring your needed help. But if it's cleansing for the soul you seek, you must listen, friend, to these simple words I speak. It all comes out in the wash. It all comes out in the wash. It all comes out in the wash. No doubt if it's washed in the blood of the Lamb, filthy garments are made white as snow. Sin stains are gone in its life-giving flow. There is hope for the violent one who come to Jesus. It matters not what you have done. It all comes out in the wash. It all comes out in the wash. It all comes out in the wash. No doubt if it's washed the blood of the Lamb. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. It all comes out in the wash. It all comes out in the wash.
That day, Do you remember that exact day? I do. November the 16th, 1986. I'll never forget it as long as I live. It changed my life forever. Forever. There is just something about it when you know that you know that you know. And I get excited about it. You know, I go to churches and I sing a lot of times and I see people and, you know, and they don't have any response, any reaction. And they don't smile. They don't. And I'm thinking, wow, they must not have got what I got. I got something that I want to tell the world about, that I want to shout about, that I want to praise Him for the rest of my days. Amen. Woo! We serve a risen God. We serve a living God. We serve a God that can do anything. He can change your circumstances this morning. If you came in here and you've got a situation and you just feel down and you feel like you don't have no hope, you don't have to walk out those doors the way that you came in. You can leave here a new creation in Him because He's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ever ask. I just praise Him so much. So if you're here this morning and you have a need in your life, I'm here to tell you that sometimes you might have to just step out a little bit. You might have to step out and ask God, or just step out by faith and believe that, you know what, He can do it. But this song talks about that. Whew. Praise the Lord. Go ahead, brother. I'm getting all tore up.
Helpless man, blind from birth, the only one who saw his worth didn't pass him by. He heard his cry. He rubbed his eyes with a handful of clay, then he said, "Go and wash in the pool today." And the blind man knew that's what he had to do. You know, along the way he couldn't help but trip and fall. Each time he got back up again, I wonder if he thought, every step I take is a step of faith. When I can't see what's in front of me, I'll walk on and just believe he hears my prayer. And when I get there, the miracle promised by my Father is waiting in the water. Walked in darkness, I won't lie, just like that blind man. Sometimes I felt all alone, like all hope was gone. And I know that His word is true, and no matter what I'm going through, He promised me that He would never leave. I know along the way I may stumble and I may fall, but I'll make it to the water, even if I have to crawl. Every step I take is a step of faith. When I can't see what's in front of me, I'll walk on and just believe He hears my prayer. And when I get there, the miracle promised by my Father is waiting. When I can't see what's in front of me, I'll walk on and just believe He hears my prayer. And when I
know, sometimes in this life, things happen to us that we don't understand. And I know I've shared my testimony many, many times here, but there's a lot of people here this morning that hadn't heard it. How many of you know that when you go through something in your life and you see things that happen to other families, you know, and you think, that won't happen to me. Well, you don't know that. And I am living proof of that. I have three beautiful children. My firstborn daughter, Ashley, when she was born, how many of you know that as a mother, as a parent, you know, the anticipation of that child, you know, expecting that child, and you have these big plans for them. Amen? And you just, you long for the day as they grow, you know, and you see them, they go through the things that they go through, and they develop into this beautiful young child that just keeps growing. And then especially whenever you have taught them about the Lord and they love the Lord and they share the Lord, they live that life, and that's just something that you just hold on to. And so without any indication at all, you have this perfect, healthy, beautiful child that the Lord gave to you. But how many of you know that can be taken from you in a split second? We're not promised tomorrow. And I remember Ashley was born on February the 21st, 1989. And I would have never dreamed in a million years that at the age of 14 that the Lord would call her home. I don't understand that. To this day, I don't understand it. And I will never understand it. And so she passed away on September the 29th, 2003. So it's been almost 19 years, I believe. And it still hurts. I've had people tell me to get over it. Well, you don't get over it. It's not anything that you get over, but you do learn how to live again, because God will give you strength. He will give you, He will restore unto you a joy that you have never known. There is purpose in your pain. We don't understand it. We walk through life every day and we have these things that sometimes they hit us without warning. That song, Peace Speaker, thank you. Wow. That's one of my favorite songs, and I hadn't sung it in a long time and heard it. And I began to think about that second verse, how it says it hit you without any warning. There was no warning. There was no time to change your mind. There was no time to make things different. And so I'm saying that to say this morning. If you're here and you don't know the Lord, then I'm begging you, please don't leave the way that you came. You don't have to. Because God is here and He is able to save your soul. He's able to restore and to heal. And so I praise the Lord today for where He's brought me from. I'm thankful today to be standing here and to be able to say that I'm strong. I'm stronger than what I was. I'm just like you. I hurt and I have things that hurt inside still. But one day whenever I get there and we get there, it's not going to matter anymore. Amen? That's why I get so excited to know that I know that I know that I've got a hope one day of being with Jesus Christ, and to know that I'm going to see my baby girl again. And I had people tell me, and they'd say, well, at least you have another child. Well, you know, and I have my son. He's 27. I have another son. His name's Adam. He's a police officer now in Fort Payne. And I pray over him. I pray over him. God, don't let nothing happen to him. Keep him safe. And y'all pray for him if you think about him. Because the world we live in today, that's very dangerous. That's a dangerous place to be. But I'm thankful for him. I'm thankful for Bolton. He's 14 years old. And you know, that was the age when Ashley passed away. And I know when Bolton turned 14, and he may not even know this, but I had this anticipation that the devil tried to steal my joy. He tried. That's just it. He tried. But he didn't succeed. Amen? Praise the Lord. Sometimes we've got to go ahead and we've got to put the devil in his place. Anytime, just like me standing there this morning, I could have listened to him and I could have kept on hurting. But I praise the Lord that I just went ahead and just stepped out on faith, believing God that He was going to touch my body. So today, I just declare unto you, I need you today to just render the devil defeated. right where he is, he is defeated. He has no hold on your life, on your mind, unless you let him. He cannot touch you unless you let him. Once he puts those thoughts in your mind, the minute that you act on it, then he's got a foothold. But when you immediately, when you have those thoughts of negativity come into your mind, you've got to go ahead and you've got to say, no, no, devil, that doesn't belong here with me, because I am a child of the King and he's got me where he wants me. I don't have to be that way. I don't have to do those things. Woo, I'm getting wound up. I just praise the Lord. I'm so excited this morning. Hallelujah. I just appreciate the Lord. I said this morning, I said, God, and I pray this everywhere I go, God, go before me and let me walk into your presence. I don't ever want to be the one to go first. I can't do anything without him. But with him, all things are possible. There is nothing that you can't do. There's nothing that my God can't do. Trust him. Trust him. And always know that there is purpose in that pain. And last week, the Lord had really put something on my heart. And I promise I'm going to sing some more in a minute. But the Lord had put something on my heart and began to talk to me about how that, you know, so many times in our life we've been victims. We've been victims. I've been a victim of abuse. I've been a victim of just like that happening. And you know, when we get that victim mentality in our minds and we let it just sink into our heart, then we walk around defeated. Amen. We walk around like we just can't get up. But I'm here to tell you this morning that you're not a victim. You are victorious in Christ. And I'm thankful today for that. I'm thankful today that my past does not define me. My past is in the past. It doesn't define who I am. I am not who I was yesterday. I am who God has made me today. And I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful. I praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I don't even know what I got down here. Right here. Yeah, go ahead. How many of you know he'll meet you right in the middle of a praise? Praise the Lord.
Nothing's happening. You think you've done all you can do. Hope Satan's over there somewhere laughing. Seems he's always making fun of you. But if you want to see the devil tremble, yeah, and get him where it really stinks, just stir up your sanctified Holy Ghost power and start to praise the King of Kings right in the middle of the praise. And good gospel preaching, both of them were thrown in jail. Home alone about the midnight hour, they began to sing and shout. Their shackles fell off by Holy Ghost power. They stood right up and walked on out, right in the middle of a praise. Jesus will meet your need. Do is believe. Remember that the one who saved your soul.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. This song says, I still live. And maybe you know that when you are born again, you've been washed in the blood of Jesus. That, praise the Lord, if you go by the rapture, if you go by the grave, you can say that I still live. Praise God. My daughter still lives today. Amen.
Paul said, I am torn between two worlds. I desire to go, but need to stay. In living, I'm bringing Christ's glory. In dying, I know I'll see His face. So no matter if I live, no matter if I die, I still live, I still live. The grave cannot contain me, death cannot sustain me. And to die is gain, so I still live. What if I should gain this whole world, but in the end I lose my own soul? You see, there's nothing worth trading my life for when heaven is my final goal. So no matter if I live, no matter if I die, I still live, I still live. Death cannot sustain me. I still live, I still live. For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain, so I still live. I choose to live for Christ. I am not ashamed, and if He calls tonight, my dying's not in vain. Oh, I choose to live for Christ. I am not ashamed, and if He calls tonight, my dying's not in vain. I still live, I still live. The grave cannot contain me, death cannot sustain me. I still live, I still live. For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain, so I still live, I still live, I still live.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is so good. I'm just going to sing just a couple more songs, and I know there's a lot of good food over there. This young man, and well, I'm trying to find him. He's got the purple on right there. I'm calling him a young man. You're welcome. They were over there, and they've made that so beautiful over there. Oh, wow. Y'all give him a hand. Woo! They've been over there preparing a table. Amen. But I'm glad it's not in the presence of our enemies. We're all together today to just come together and just, it's exciting. Homecoming is exciting. And I didn't know that I was going to get to be the one to be here, so I'm glad it worked out that way. I appreciate each one of y'all. And this song is a song that I wrote, and it's called Just Saying. And I'd walked around all my life saying, just saying. And I remember saying one time that I was going to write a song one day, and I was going to have a t-shirt. And it's so... I had painted a picture, and it was in my living room, and it was Joshua 24:15. It says, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And I stand on that. I stand on that. As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. And so the Lord gave me the words to this song, and here it is. I'm just saying.
Standing at the crossroads, Joshua proclaimed, throw away the idols of your past. Who you gonna worship? Make a choice today. Here and now, choose the one that lives. Just say it. Like Joshua 24, just say it. This I know for sure. Standing on God's holy word, just saying, ooh, just saying. I've made a decision, I won't change my mind, though the world may try to pull me back. You see, I'm going on with Jesus. I won't compromise. Nothing's gonna stop me. That's a fact. Just say it. Like Joshua 24, just say it. This I know for sure. And for me and my house, we're gonna serve the Lord. I'm standing on God's holy word. Just say it. Take this journey with me. Let's enjoy this ride. What's your final answer? It's time to make things right. Just say it. Like Joshua 24, just say it. This I know for sure, and for me and my house, we're gonna serve the Lord. I'm standing on God's holy word. Just say it. Like Joshua 24, I'm just saying. This I know for sure, and for me and my house, we're gonna serve the Lord. I'm standing on God's holy word.
I'm just saying, y'all. There's some t-shirts back there that's got that on it. This next song is going to be my last song. It's simply called Mountain. And I'm here to tell you, if you've got a mountain in your way, the Word of God tells us that we can speak to that mountain. And if we have faith as a grain of a mustard seed, that's all. It's all it takes. My daddy used to lead a song that was called Faith, 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 Just a Little Bit of Faith. Do you know that, Brother Eddie? And, you know, and that's all it takes. So if there's a mountain in your way, we need to stop looking at how big that mountain is. And we need to start looking at how big our God is, because He's able to move it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yes. Amen. Go ahead, brother.
Mm-hmm.
There's a mountain in my way, but it's gonna move. It might not be today, but it's gonna be soon. I'll do what Jesus said back in the day. He said, mountain be removed, get out of my way. Mountain, you're gonna move out of my way. You can't stay. Mountain, you're gonna move. You can't stay. Get out of my way. There's no muddy river I've gotta cross. I'm gonna get to the other side, no matter the cost. There's a mansion over there that my Jesus built for me. And in just a little while, that's where I'm gonna be. Mountain, you're gonna move out of my way. You can't stay. Mountain, you're gonna move. You can't stay. Get out of my way. Oh yeah, yeah.
Y'all listen to this last verse.
I gave my heart to Jesus years ago. The devil, he tried to change my course and take another road. Well, devil, move your roadblocks, because I'm coming through. By the blood of Jesus Christ, that's what I'm gonna do.
Praise God. Get out of here, Melton. Move out of my way. Ain't got time for you, devil. Amen. Praise the Lord. And Sister Benita, been a blessing to you. Let her know it. Give her some love. Amen. Oh, she's precious. Sweet little girl. Lady. Amen. At my age, they're all sweet little girls. And appreciate her so much. And her family. We go back a long, long way, as she said. But we're so thankful that she was able to be here with us, her and Bolton, for homecoming. And we're thankful that you were able to be here with us. We're going to receive a love offering on behalf of Sister Benita. Going to ask our music if they would return. Brother Jim, if you'd get ready to lead us in a congregational number. But before we do, we have a special prayer request that was given to me. The songs that Sister Benita sang and the words that have been spoken lets me to know that we serve a healing God. There's not a doubt in my mind that God is not able to heal and deliver. In fact, the Bible says that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God. And we have a prayer request for a Mr. Brian Bozar, who's in the hospital with COVID and is in serious condition, I understand. So I'm going to ask the church if you would to stand and join me in a very special prayer for Brian Bozar this morning. You know, the God that I serve can reach there in the Atlanta hospital, amen, and raise him up. I believe God is victorious over all sickness. I don't believe there's anything that God can't do. So would you bow your heads in prayer as we pray now? Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, as we approach the throne of grace, on behalf of Brian Bozar this morning, Father, we pray that you would reach there in that hospital room right now. Touch him, Lord, with your healing power. God, I pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you would raise him up. God, we know that you're greater than any disease, any pandemic. God, you're stronger than that. And Father, I pray right now, as we agree in one mind and one accord, God, for not only the healing, God, but the deliverance right now of Brother Brian. In Jesus' name we pray, and we give you honor and glory. Amen and amen. God bless you. Thank you. If you believe God answers prayers, give him a hand clap of praise. Amen. You can remain standing if you want to. It's easier to reach your pocketbook and your billfold there. And okay.
Her name is Dreema Glover. She had surgery 4 weeks ago, back surgery. She came home after the back surgery. Infection set in, and she's been in a lot of pain. She went back to the doctor. It was infected so bad they had to go back in and cut her back open and go in and clean it all out. She's in the hospital. They don't necessarily know what's caused the infection, what the infection is, what's going on. They've done cultures, but she's in Rome Hospital. And just remember her, please.
Why don't we just agree right now? Dear Heavenly Fathers, again we come to you for prayer, God. Not only are you a specialist in COVID, but God, you're a specialist in healing of surgery. Father, for Miss Glover right now, Father, we agree and we pray right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, that you would strengthen her body, completely heal her, and anoint her. God, let her feel your presence right now, even as we pray. And by faith, Lord, we call it done in Jesus' name, giving you praise. Amen and amen. Glory. Hallelujah. What a mighty God that we serve. As Sister Benita said, there are some t-shirts back there with Just Saying on there. Also, if you would like to take some songs home with you, she has some CDs back there, some projects that she has done, and you will be blessed by those. And I think she has some other things, little trinkets and things that you may want to take as a souvenir. So stop by, give her some love, and if you can, help her out and take some of those with you. All right. As our men come to receive a love offering, I'm going to ask Brother Jim to come and get ready for the congregational number. Amen. Dear Lord, as we come at this time to love you, to thank you, and to praise you, God, you've been mighty in our midst today, and we're so thankful. Father, we pray, God, that you would bless this offering, God, for the furtherments of your gospel. I pray, God, that you would be with Sister Benita as she travels in ministry. God, that it will lift up souls, God. And Lord, call those who don't know you to an altar of repentance. Father, we ask that you bless. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This is a song now that everybody can sing. All right, all join in.
Amen. I was thinking this morning as Brother Eddie was asking, there's a all the praise, all the worship, all the prayer requests that goes forth, but a familiar song, and give them a second to pull it up. But it is Victory in Jesus. I know I do it a lot. Love that song. We've done it at nursing homes and here in our church, and it's something that I can sing even without music, but we're so blessed to have all the music. And they're going to have another song when we get through. They're just going to go right into their song. They've already got arranged. But I want you all just to sing, because with all the praise, all the worship, and everything that we've talked about this morning and heard about, there is one name, name above all, and that's Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And there's victory in that name. So let's all just sing, Victory in Jesus. Let's all just worship the Lord.
I heard an old story, how a Savior came from glory, how He gave His life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. His precious blood atoning, then I repented of my sin and won the victory.
Amen.
He's on me, and He bought me with His redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew Him, and all my love is due Him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. Of gold beyond the crystal sea, about the angels singing and the old redemption story, and some sweet day I'll sing up there the song of victory.
Praise God.
Oh, victory.
God, praise. Hallelujah. God. Love each and every one of you. Praise the Lord. Y'all gonna go ahead and do it? Y'all
no,
had one line?
No,
down.
No.
Okay.
Good.
He's getting fast forward.
Sounds like we're all hungry. Amen. All right. God bless each and every one of you. Again, we're going to ask the Lord to bless the food, so it's already been prepared. Just ask that you go out there and you get in line, and please, if you would, kind of let the seniors go a little ahead of you, and maybe the ones that have to fix their children's plate. I know moms and dads sometimes, our moms especially, have to fix their plates before they can eat for their children. So if you'll do that, we'll just ask the Lord to bless. And I don't think there's anything else. Oh, there is one thing. We will not be having evening service tonight, as customary on homecoming day with all the festivities and everything. We will not have tonight's service. So be much in prayer for that. We'll see you Wednesday night. So each and every one of you now are invited to stay and eat. Whether you brought anything or not, that doesn't matter. Food's been prepared. So please stay and eat with us. Let's ask the Lord to bless the food. Dear Heavenly Father, we have been so blessed, God, with your spirit, with your anointing, wonderful sings of the songs of praise and worship this morning. God, we ask you now to go with us, not only throughout this day, but next, Lord, as we go to partake of this food that's been prepared. We ask you to bless it for the nourishments of our body, and our body for thy service, and we'll be careful to give you praise and honor and glory. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Be sure you stop by the table left.